Once upon a time, there was a little mouse, and she lived in a tiny little cage, and she had a little owner who was a little girl, and the room that the little girl had, why, her bedroom, why, it was terribly, terribly small. But the little mouse, she thought this was the whole world. "Oh, I love my world," said the mouse. "It's so big." She would see the window on the wall, but she thought it was just a picture with moving images. She didn't think it was a window onto a bigger world. But one day, the little girl, she left the cage door open. She left the cage door open. And when she went to school, the mouse, she crept out of her cage. She crawled across the floor and she came to the door, which was open. And as she glimpsed the rest of the house through that open door, she said, "Oh, is there more? Is there more?" And out she crawled, down the corridor and up and down the stairs, and oh, wow! Oh, wow! The world is so big! Oh, wow! All that morning, why, she went up and down the stairs and into all the rooms, and she couldn't believe how big the world was. But it was a bit tiring too, so after a while she went back to her little cage and she fell asleep. And when the little girl came home from school, why, she noticed the cage door was open and she said, "Oh, silly me," and closed it. But she was really quite forgetful, this little girl. Yes, she was. And it wasn't long before she'd done the same thing again. Left the cage door open and the mouse once more snuck out of her cage, out into the corridor and up and down the stairs. But when she came to the basement, why, what did she see? But the door to the garden was open. Someone must have been out there, and they'd left the door wide open. "Is there more?" said the mouse. "Is there more?" And as she looked out of the house, as she crawled out into the garden, oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! It was all so big! The whole garden, with its waving bushes, with its huge trees, with grasses everywhere. It was just so big. And then she looked up, and as she was surveying the enormity of the sky above her head, the big, blue, unfathomably large sky, why, out of that sky, there suddenly swooped an eagle. And this eagle was looking for something for her breakfast. And she saw the mouse there on the grass, and she thought to herself, "That will do." So down she flew, and she plucked up the mouse and carried her up into the air. But as they flew, the mouse just said, "Is there more?" As they flew higher and higher, and she saw not just one garden, but many, all around the little girl's neighbourhood. "Is there more?" she said. And then, oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, 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 wow! And the eagle, had never heard anything like this. Normally, when she plucked mice from the ground, they went, they didn't go, "Oh, wow! What are you a-wowing about?" said the eagle. The world," said the mouse. "The world is so big!" "The world?" said the eagle. "This isn't the world. Oh, I'll show you the world,"
And so up she flew, until beneath them there was the whole city, with thousands of gardens, so much to go oh wow about, that the little mouse, she just gazed at the great big city, with all its thousands of houses and its skyscrapers and its motorways, and she went, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, it's so big, I didn't realise the world was so big.
The world? Said the eagle. This isn't the world. This is just one city in the world.
Is there more? Said the mouse.
Oh, yes, little mouse, there is so much more. I'll show you what I can. And with that, she flew so high that even that little city, it was just a dot on the ground beneath them. Soon they were so high that you could see the curve of the earth falling away from them. And the mouse, she was, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. Surely there can't be more than this. There is much more, said a voice above them. And both the eagle and the little mouse looked up, and what did they see but the most beautiful, beautiful angel you ever could imagine, with great big wings, and so lovely you could hardly bear to look at her. There is more, little mouse, said the angel, and I can show you it. And with that, she gathered up both the eagle and the little mouse, and she made a little ball of protection all around them, so that they could fly through space and be unharmed. And with that, the angel, why, she flew far, far away from the earth. Far, far away, so that you could see all the other planets, all wheeling about the sun.
Oh, wow, said the mouse. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Is there... could there be more? She said.
There is more, little mouse, said the angel, and I will show you it. And with that, she flew far beyond the sun and its wheeling planets, far, far to the edge of the galaxy, with its hundreds of thousands of millions of stars. And the mouse,
oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. Is there, could there be, could there possibly be more than this?
Oh, yes, little mouse, said the angel. There's so much more than just this little galaxy. And with that, she flew right into the center of the universe, from which all the galaxies could be seen. All the millions and billions of galaxies could be seen. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, said the mouse. Surely, there's no more than this. And the angel, she could see that the mouse was becoming a little bit frightened, that this was all a bit too much of an oh wow. And she said, little mouse, shall we go back down to where there was just one galaxy? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please. I so much preferred that than all of these other galaxies. Could we just have one? Of course, said the angel. And so they flew down to where there was just one galaxy, with its hundreds of thousands of millions of stars. The mouse still looked a bit unhappy. She said, well, you know, this is really lovely and it's amazing, but it's all a bit much. Do you think we could just have one star instead of thousands and millions and all of these stars? Of course, said the angel, for she could see how upset the mouse had become. And she flew just down to our star, to the sun, with the Earth and all the other planets circling around it. Oh, oh, thank you, said the mouse. That's so much better. But even as she surveyed the glory of the sun and all the planets circling about it, why, she started to feel a little homesick. Well, would you mind, dear angel? This is all very lovely, and I don't mean to belittle any of it. It's just that I did prefer it when it was just the Earth. Could we just go back to just looking at the Earth? Of course, little mouse. You did ask if there was more, and I am bound to answer such questions. I know, said the mouse. I do understand. I'm sorry for asking such big questions. Oh, it's no bother, said the angel. If you want to go back down to the Earth, however, your wish is my command. And so back down they flew. Back down to the Earth, where we live. And the angel said that now the eagle could take care of the mouse. And so the eagle carried the little mouse back down towards the city, back down towards the neighbourhood of the little girl, back down to the little girl's garden, where the eagle dropped the little mouse on the grass, for she couldn't eat her after such an extraordinary adventure. Thank you, little mouse, said the eagle. That was very educational. And off she flew, hoping to find a rather simpler way of getting breakfast. And the mouse, she looked all around the garden with its many shaking bushes and its great big trees and its waving grasses, and she thought, well, I do rather like this place too, but I think I prefer the house. And into the house she went, with its cool corridors and its dark, reassuring shadows. And she went all up and down the stairs, and she was very happy to be home, but really where she most wanted to be was in the little girl's room. And she ran through the door and jumped on the little girl's bed. She was so happy. Well, she said, this bed is quite nice, but it's not as nice as my one over there. And so she hopped off the little girl's bed, and she jumped into her cage, to her own little bed. Ah, she said, home at last. Home at last. And later that day, when the little girl came home from school, she saw she'd left the door open of the mouse's cage. Oh, she said, closing it. Silly me.